Welcome back to the Suncoast Magazine. Very interesting book. It's called The Believer's Conditional Security. We're joined by Daniel D. Corner. He is an ordained minister, and he's written this very interesting book, and we're going to find out exactly what it's about. And Pastor Corner, how are you?
Real good, sir.
Good to talk to you. This is kind of an interesting, I guess, the basis, you could say, at least from the notes we got, kind of asked the question, will you end up in heaven or hell, right? Is that kind of basically what the theme of this book is about?
Well, this particular book, The Believer's Conditional Security, basically what it does is zero in upon eternal security. There's a lot of people like myself in agreement with some of these people on how to come to initial salvation, that is, how to get born again. The real controversy exist after you get born again. If you would backslide, if you would turn into doctrinal error, serious doctrinal error, would you remain a Christian? I believe absolutely, positively not. I believe we have to endure to the end to be saved, like Jesus told the ones already saved in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. He told the disciples, he that endures to the end will be saved, so that's what I believe.
Say you're born again, and then the rest of your life you commit, you know, a lot of bad deeds. It kind of takes it away, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, you have to keep being a good person, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is this. There's a whole lot of people in the Bible and elsewhere that I've known, even here in the natural, that have truly gotten saved. They really did get born again. And after they did get born again, sadly, somehow, some way, the devil lured them astray. For example, King David. Look what happened to King David. He was certainly a man with salvation, a righteous man. He wrote part of the Bible before he committed adultery and murder. So the question comes up then, did King David remain saved? Did he keep his salvation in his adultery and murder? Absolutely not. The Bible teaches five times in Ezekiel that if a righteous man, such as what David was, if a righteous man turns and does evil, he will die spiritually for it. So I believe David died spiritually. The same kind of teaching is taught all through the New Testament, and I have seen that in my own life. I come to God about 30 years ago. I've seen a lot of people truly get born again, and afterwards they backslid.
How about on the other hand, let's say you live your whole life, you're not a believer, or you don't really, you know, get born again, and then on, let's say, your deathbed, you become born again. Does it work that way as well?
Absolutely. We know it does because the thief that was dying right next to the Lord Jesus, he repented right at the very end of his life, and the Lord Jesus took him in, so his spiritual identity changed when he turned from sin and he turned to God. On the other hand, if you turn away from God and turn to sin, your spiritual identity can change in the bad way, as it did with David. David became an adulterer. David became a Bible-defined murderer, and we know throughout Scripture that adulterers and murderers will not enter the kingdom of God.
Is eternal security, which you talk about in the book, is that the same as grace? The term grace, we see that a lot in the Bible.
Grace certainly is taught in the Bible, but it's not the grace that we're being presented today. The grace that we're being presented today is that once you get in grace, you always be in grace, but the biblical grace says that you can fall from that grace. Paul, who taught we're saved by grace, also taught in Galatians 5, 2 through 4, that you can fall from grace to the place where Christ is of no value at all to you.
Talking with Pastor Daniel Corner, author of The Believer's Conditional Security, and I guess we always hear the term, you can kind of be a lukewarm Christian or a part-time Christian. That does not hold water as far as what the Bible says, does it, in your opinion?
In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus spoke to the Laodiceans, and at that particular moment, they were still Christian. But Jesus gave them a warning, and he said that he would vomit them or spew them out of his body if they did not repent and become hot or zealous according to the Scripture. So I think that in itself is a very clear proof that nobody's going to remain a Christian if they get vomited out of the body of Christ. How can they still be with salvation? How can they still have eternal life? They can't, especially if Jesus himself vomits such people out of his body, which he said he would do to those that refuse to repent of lukewarmness. So that's a very serious condition. Be assured that's a very slow thing, gradual thing that would happen to people. Slowly over the course of time, they fall into a sleep, a dullness, a laxness. And I believe that's what eternal security will do. That'll lull you asleep. It'll put you in a spiritual death. Because what will happen is it'll take you off your guard. and sin then will enter your life, and it's the sin itself that will bring a person to their spiritual death. And they're being told that once you're saved, you're always saved. So there they are, they're walking around spiritually dead, and they think they're on the road to heaven. They can't get off the road to heaven. This is a grand deception. The devil has deceived multitudes, and the Bible could not be more clear. Hebrews 3:14, we've come to share in Christ if we hold firm to the end the confidence we had at first. Hebrews 3:14.
Also talk about the term secret sin. What exactly is that? And you say there is no such thing as secret sin either, don't you?
That's exactly right. How could there really be secret sin since God knows every single thing? And since He knows every single thing, there can't be any kind of secret sin. People that, let's say, robbed a bank or they committed adultery on their spouse or did some other evil, they think they might have gotten away with it. And perhaps here in the natural they did. But they really didn't get away with anything. God knows about it. It will be brought out at the judgment unless they get forgiven. And let me also throw this out. Here's some food for thought for the people that will hear this. And that is, there is no secret motive. A lot of things are done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And sometimes those motives are not pure. They're not right. They're not proper. So not only is there no secret sin, there's no secret motive either.
Daniel D. Corner joining us. The Believer's Conditional Security is the name of the book. And just looking through it, Pastor, what a tremendous workload this must have been as far as research for you. What was the process of putting this book together?
Well, that book really is a miracle book. Rather than get into a long, detailed explanation what a miracle book that really is, but to answer more directly your question about the research, it took years to gather all those quotes. We traveled around, my wife and I traveled around to different libraries, and we got information that way, and it was quite a process, but I thank Almighty God for all the good that has come out of that. A lot of people have had their eyes opened up. They're now on their guard. They repented of their sin, and they're following the Lord Jesus, and they know now they have to endure to the end to be saved. That's the same Lord Jesus who died for our sins, who said we have to get born again to get into the kingdom in John chapter 3. In Matthew 10:22, He said, "He that endures to the end will be saved." So that's what I believe, and a lot of people are starting to believe that too. They're reading this book. They're reading the New Testament. That's all they really need is the New Testament. It's very, very clear that there is no unconditional security. The security for a true believer is a conditional security. As long as we continue to follow Jesus, we'll never be plucked out of His hand. John 10:28 is a verse that the eternal security people always throw out. And that says that no man will pluck you from my hand. You have eternal life. You will never perish. Verse 27, that's John 10:27, says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me." It's a continuous tense in the Greek. So the promise in verse 28 only applies to those that continue to follow Jesus. It does not apply to people that backslide, people that go back, as Peter said, as a dog returns to his vomit. That passage in John 10:28 does not apply to them. It only applies to those that are faithful to God that continue to follow Him.
Now, you are involved with, or you're the director of the Evangelical Outreach. Talk a little bit about that for a minute, if you would.
Evangelical Outreach is, as the name would apply, we are an outreach. We spread the message. I am not pastoring at the moment. I have pastored in the past, but not at this particular moment. We spread the word in various ways. We have a website. That website, if anyone would be interested, is www.evangelicaloutreach.org. We have all kind of material. We have counter-cult material here. We have material for the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, helping them to come to salvation. We have material on Catholicism to help our Catholic friends come out of Catholicism and into Christianity. We have material on all kind of important subjects, near-death experiences, suicide, A to Z, pornography, a lot of really unique and important information relevant to our day, a lot of controversial issues, but especially we hit on this thing called eternal security, or once saved, always saved.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and we just kind of barely touched the surface, but I think the listeners will get an idea of what the book is about, and they can get the book by going to your website, Daniel, or where can they get it?
Yes, sir, they can. They can come right to the website, order it online, or they could call our ministry line, and they could order it with a credit card. That ministry telephone number is 724 632-3210, 724-632-3210. They can order the Believer's Conditional Security over the phone with a credit card.
Well, I think that's great, and again, on this program, we offer all views, and we do touch on, as we're doing today, some religious items, religious topics, and we're glad that you were able to join us today, Pastor, and hopefully we can talk to you again down the road. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, and before I sign off, I just want to give one other scripture. This is Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 9. Paul said, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up." The reaping here is eternal life. And we will only reap eternal life, according to the true grace teacher, the Apostle Paul, if we, after we get born again, sow to please the Spirit of God. If you sow to please your sinful nature, you'll reap destruction. Here, referring to hell, the flames of hell will be your reward. That's what's going to happen to you if after you get born again, you sow to please your sinful nature. Read it for yourself. Galatians 6, 7 through 9, Paul said, "Do not be deceived." And to think you can reap eternal life by sowing to please your sinful nature after you get born again is an attempt to mock Almighty God, but God won't be mocked.
Pastor Carter, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you, sir. Bye.